Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the
body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely,
I knew you were fucking cuffing and taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
let's go, champ.
It's the champs, ladies and gentlemen. Hashtag TBV podcast. We are back with the rumor mill, news, rumors, and headlines. And today's headline, I wish it was a rumor, but HBO, Showtime, they're battling. They're bidding. They want to know who's going to pay for the rights to air the fight free for us U.S. viewing television folk. Is HBO, who has promotional ties to one, what is it, Vladimir Klitschko? Or is it Showtime, who has a three-fight deal with Anthony Joshua? I don't know, but we will give you all the details. We'll discuss every scenario right after we head on over to the Golden State to none other than
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes. It is similar to Mayweather Pacquiao, like our title says, in so many ways. And now it's similar in terms of a network bidding war in HBO and Showtime. And I can't wait to go over Steven Espinoza's quotes and talk about all the ramifications of this and how big of a deal it really is.
Let's head on out to the Sunshine State for the prognosis from the good doctor.
Boxing MD, what's going on, brother? I know you want to sit in on this.
We're going to head on over to the doctor,
Sunshine State. Boxing MD.
Boxing MD, what's going on?
Is that a fair statement to make? You have to be honest with yourself.
So I remember the fight that the world stopped to watch, right? There was good viewerships, but it was unfortunately one of the worst fights in the history of the heavyweight division, Vladimir Klitschko versus Tyson Fury, a fight on HBO, right? The fight that my, like I said, my casual family watched because of the timing right before Thanksgiving. After that, I'm pretty sure HBO was like, fuck it. We ain't ever going to see Klitschko ever on our network again because he's boring. He doesn't sell tickets. He doesn't get people to watch boxing, et cetera, et cetera. Now we're having this conversation again, right? We're having this conversation, what network wants to put it on. And I think that's more of an indication on really the future in boxing as far as popularity, and that's Anthony Joshua. It's the race to get Anthony Joshua seen on their network. So this is why it is, like you said, a smaller, less lucrative version, at least domestically, of Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather. So interesting to hear what you guys take on that and the people around the Boxing Voice world have to say as well.
And all the callers can obviously give your opinion by voicing your opinion on the Voice of the People hotline by dialing in 1-425-569-5241. International callers can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's NestorGibbs. Before we get into all the facts and details, Matt, pull those up. I am going to interject a bit of a devil's advocate here. Why in the world would HBO want to be involved in a bidding war for a fighter that they have no promotional ties to? Matt will get all the details and we'll discuss him thoroughly. But basically, he has a three-fight deal with Showtime. So if this fight, being as though it's not a U.S. fight, it doesn't count as one of Showtime's fights. So if HBO wins for whatever reason and Joshua fights on HBO and Joshua wins for whatever reason, all HBO did was put Anthony Joshua in front of more eyes than he's accustomed to on Showtime, because Showtime has the smaller subscriber base. That was just a little piece of information I wanted to interject. See what you guys thought. Well,
I think I agree with what you're saying, but I still think it's the coming out party for AJ. And AJ is, right, not only does he excite in the ring, he has the look. He's a good-looking guy. He looks like a Greek god as far as his physique. So I think that they want this fight to be on their network because it brings more people to go back to their network, not necessarily to follow AJ. That's going to be cyclical. That's going to be a result. But inevitably, if HBO has this fight on HBO Boxing, it brings more people to watch, I don't know, Lomachenko versus Sosa, for example, or Crawford versus Felix Diaz. So I still think it's a good thing for HBO, even if they have to let him go, to have this fight of this magnitude that will bring viewers to the network, right? And you say that, I don't know the actual numbers, but the number of Showtime subscribers is not that much less than HBO. I don't know the numbers, but it's only like 30% or 20% less. It's not half. So, yeah.
Dude, give me 30 or 20% off anything I'm buying it, and I'm happy.
So correct, correct. But what exactly? But I think that's important to mention as well, that it's not – they're in the same ballpark. That's a better way to put it. This is not ESPN versus CBS. It's Showtime versus HBO, which are in the same league as far as viewers go.
Again, Matt is going to give us more details. Matt, before you do that, I'm going to hit you with another question. In your opinion, who made Floyd Mayweather Jr.? Was it HBO? Or was it that big $250 million deal plus Les Moonves, who's tied with Showtime and HBO, that essentially put the nail on the coffin and made Mayweather Pacquiao while his fights were on Showtime? Who made Floyd Mayweather, in your opinion? Which network?
Well, if there's no single answer for that. Like, it's HBO was the network that was the home of Mayweather when he came up.
Are you saying who crowned him this? Because that's clearly HBO. They crowned him. It's just maybe you could say he was heightened by Showtime, but I think that's – I'm sorry, Matt, to cut you off.
Showtime, he entered a different stratosphere, I would say. When he came into Showtime, that's when he really became the boxing figure. He was the guy that ran the sport in the way. You know, he was bigger than any promoter, any manager, any advisor. He was the guy. He was bigger than Al Haymon when he went to Showtime. When he was with HBO, he was just the biggest star in boxing.
He became the nine-figure fighter.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say that Showtime then made him, because he had a bunch of million-dollar paydays, over million pay-per-views bought on multiple pay-per-views. That not only was the Canelo on Showtime, but so was Pacquiao on Showtime. I mean, some of the biggest pay-per-views were done on Showtime now because of him.
Yeah, but also, like, you asked who made him, right? And I think it's a little short-sighted just to view him on Showtime, because under HBO, he split from Bob Arum and still was on HBO. So it wasn't just like he fought De La Hoya and left. He was doing million-dollar pay-per-views on HBO as well. So I don't think that HBO, you can't give Showtime credit for making him. Like Matt said, you could give Showtime credit for making him, like I said, is the nine-figure fighter when he's making $100 million plus a fight, right? So I think that's kind of where, you know, who made him? HBO made him. Who continued his career financially in the right direction? That's Showtime. I think that's kind of a consensus. I don't think it's that controversial to say those things as well either.
My name is Floyd. My name is Floyd. My name is Money Mayweather.
Additionally, right, I'll give credit to Dr. Mofongo because he brought it up. I mean, the 24/7s, the famous one where Floyd Mayweather called his dad a faggot, right, which is crazy, like the footage they got, that's all HBO. We got to know Floyd Mayweather, Floyd Money Mayweather, the guy who had a phantom for every day of the week, a guy who had a plane for every day of the week. That was made by HBO and my boy, Liev Schreiber's great voice. Right, Ness?
I agree. So the details are as
follows. He's my boy. Don't hate on him.
And I quote.
I love Liev Schreiber. He's awesome.
You know what, Matt? You should read the quotes from Steven. You probably sound like him.
Okay, he's referring to HBO. They've got a relationship with their guy. We've got a relationship with our guy. it's hard to come up with ways to split this. I'm confident that we're going to be able to work this out so that there is US TV for it. From the network standpoint, it's a little like Mayweather-Pacquiao. Not that scale, but each side has interest and investments to protect, and you got to come to some sort of resolution. It's just sort of something we're used to doing, so it's going to take a long time. Which is funny because he's saying it's going to take a long time, but the fight's happening in a month, right? It's happening at the end of April, like April.
Yeah, 20. He also said in the article that for a fight of this magnitude, usually they want 4 weeks. So I think he said Friday would be that 4 week mark where it begins. It's kind of unfortunate that 4 weeks out and this is where we're at, meaning, you know, this is the April 29th will be the fight.
Well, I don't think
we're going to get to view it, but
yeah, what's unfortunate, right? Because it's going to be on HBO or Showtime, right? So that's not the unfortunate fact. That's going to be live, aired live on TV. It would be a fucking damn shame if we had to illegally stream it. Thank God HBO or Showtime are giving the people who sign up for boxing their money's worth by sharing this fight, you know, either one. But are you just saying it's a damn shame that's because they're not doing a 24/7 or a lead up to that? Is that kind of what you're coming from? Because I don't think it's HBO or Showtime's job to do that, unfortunately. I think,
and I also think that this is not saying they're not doing that either.
Right.
Like they can still do 24/7s or all accesses.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it, Matt. They're not going to do it.
They could still do it, but it would be like the week before, which isn't any promotion. You know what I mean? Like you need to say that this thing is going to happen and that you're going to air it the week before, not just air it the week before. But listen.
Yeah. I mean, they might do some type of like, you know, interview or something much on a much smaller scale. But again, like we said, HBO or Showtime has to have a monetary benefit of doing this 24/7 or whatever they call it on Showtime, all access.
Yes.
Showtime, yeah. All access.
So they have to have a monetary benefit. So I don't think it's really advantageous for them to do it other than for us to get more footage. That's Eddie Hearn's job and K2's job over there to help do that over there. So yeah.
And maybe also doing 90,000, you know, seat attendance, you know, it's still going to be lucrative over there. Like the U.S. is the secondary market that they're worried about, the third market because Germany with Klitschko.
Right. But Ness, I will say one thing that it would be awesome. And I don't know why they don't do this more often, because we get over here because of TV rights. I like hearing Paulie talk about boxing. I like hearing Mikey Garcia talk about boxing. I like hearing Al Bernstein talk about boxing. But I also would prefer seeing some of their like 24/7s that were done over there on Sky TV or whatever network they have. So maybe if they signed to air the fight, maybe we could get to see the footage that sometimes we can't even view on the internet because of internet restrictions.
Gloves is off. They should get rights to air Gloves is off, because I like that. Or the other one, the ripoff of Max Kellerman. What's it called? Sit Down or some shit like that with Nelson.
Some shit. Yeah.
I don't know. Something like probably is Gloves Are Off. One is Face Off.
Is it where they sit backwards on the chair?
Yeah, one of those. It's one of those. I mean, they got good stuff, though. They definitely got some good stuff. And Showtime or HBO should get the rights for it. All right, so let's wrap this up. What is your best guesstimation of what will take place? I guess the most optimistic scenario.
Most optimistic scenarios, like I said, it doesn't matter to me what network buys the fight, but the most optimistic scenario is a network gets the fight quickly so that they are able to air something. If it's not their own production, then it's the production of Matchroom or K2 Promotions. So we get that on television that we could sit on our couch and watch it, not have to look at the internet and try to find it. So that's the best promotion. But it's, let's let, you know, and I know all the people saying that it would be awesome on CBS, and I agree, but it's just not realistic.
Matt?
It's just not going to happen either. It's either going to be Showtime or HBO, World Championship Boxing. And I think it's probably going to be Showtime due to, one, Showtime having a bigger boxing budget, and also AJ really being the A side in this fight in a lot of ways. I think that due to HBO just having Westworld, Game of Thrones starting back up, their budget's very thin for boxing. So to get a world championship fight level, it's just going to be hard, especially when they can't get top rank boxing. And that's their main promoter that they use.
Well,
yeah, I mean, let's keep it real. Like, I don't want them to take the budget out of Game of Thrones, right? So,
oh yeah,
they could take the budget out of like
that girls,
or whatever. Girls are like looking, or some of their other social justice warrior programming, right? But having said that, I don't know. Like, I think HBO, like Ness said, they do have more money. They do have more subscribers, not by a ton, but I think if it comes down to bargaining, because Showtime has so many fights on the scale, we don't know if like they'd be able to do it. And I'm telling you, like, I know Matt thinks it's, I think this fight will be on HBO.
I don't know. Again, it was the most optimistic scenario. And before I get into my, you know, glass spilling over, it's running over from how optimistic I am, I will say that, I think that it's going to be on Showtime simply because before this news came out, Showtime was already talking about this on their air. You know, at one point they had Wilder there and speaking how he and Joshua would eventually meet. So I'm going to go with Showtime. But I'm going to say that they find a way to play nice and maybe, again, because I'm being optimistic, right? Like the biggest optimistic scenario. So they find a way to play nice and we get you know, mixed commentators. I would not mind that, right? Like mixed commentators, or maybe the bend is like, all right, you know, Showtime airs it, HBO calls it, right? All right, so let's open up these phone lines. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Let us know, what do you think?
Yep. And before you say this, I just want to get you guys a context in where HBO is putting the budget. Matt, how much did HBO say their boxing budget is?
It's like $28 million.
$28 million, they said?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, The Battle of Bastards, they said that cost anywhere between $10 and $20 million to make that scene alone, to make that battle scene alone.
And so, that battle scene was maybe, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, it was probably the best battle scene I've ever seen. But having said that, it was... I mean, that's just and Westworld, the show that Ness likes, I think is, I can't watch it. It's so boring. That's high budget. It's high budget as well. So even though technology is increasing, it seems to go elsewhere. So again, that's why they're on these. That's why we have to see Triple G versus Daniel Jacobs on HBO pay-per-view, because the budget's not there for two guys making over $1.5 million.
Or Oscar Valdez and Gilberto Ramirez and Jesse Maddalena on a top-ranked pay-per-view.
Right. That should be – whatever happened to HBO Boxing After Dark, that's an HBO Boxing After Dark fight.
Yeah, they've taken all the money to give it to their quote-unquote superstars. So then there's no money for smaller guys like Oscar Valdez, which should be at least HBO Boxing After Dark.
Because Game of Thrones will make more money per episode than Canelo or Golovkin make combined. Like, this is how it is. It's the facts.
All right. Let's get out to those callers. We're going to go to international callers as well. Remember to add Nestor Gibbs on Skype.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
JD in Texas, talk to me.
Yo, what up? What up? Is the audio too bad?
Nope, you good.
Okay, I want to say about Anthony Joshua and Showtime and all that. I feel like Showtime has more dog in the fight. Like, they should... I don't know, have some kind of A-side pull to where, look, my guy's exciting, your guy's boring as fuck. you know, they should have more dog in the fight. But anyway, I heard the show yesterday, just real quick. I think it's a caller named Denmar. He went off on a little rant. I agree with him totally. I just want to say I don't think it's Pacquiao's fault. totally Bob Arum's fault. And fuck Bob Arum, and I can't wait for them to quit fucking up the our sport. And that's all I got, man.
Totally off topic. Thank you, JD. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go out to the United Kingdom. We got Robert, who's usually just listening. Robert, are you just listening? Actually, before I go to you, let me know in the comments. I'm going to get out to some alumni, the Milkman. But Robert, keep me posted.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds. Right hand.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Milkman. Milkman. All right. Oh, there he goes. You there or what?
Yo, Ness, come back to me in 2 calls.
Oh, my God. You dropping the ball big time. We're going to Brad in Oxnard. Talk to us.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear, Brad.
Well, I think for it to even be a topic, HBO is probably going to have their hands involved here. And as far as the Game of Thrones and the budget and stuff like that, what do they make on sales with their merchandise for Games of Thrones? I mean, I think that should be mentioned too. Like, I think that they are pretty good when it comes to funds is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know that's the reason why what's his name was worth sold Star Wars for $4 billion or whatever, because they not only George Lucas, because not only did he own the rights to Star Wars, he owned the merchandise rights, which is the most amount of money ever. So if HBO owns the rights to that, it's an interesting point. I'm sure they do, right?
Because, yeah, like my wife, I'm not a big Game of Thrones fan, obviously. I mean, I can't really see a lot of things. And when it comes to boxing and things like that, it's more play-by-play. It's better for me. But like I was saying about my wife, she even has all kinds of merchandise from that stuff, Game of Thrones. I don't know anything about Westworld, but, I mean, I guess everybody in – knows about Game of Thrones, but what would it do better on? Is it that's tough? What would it do better on, HBO or Showtime? Really, I mean,
yeah, but it would do better as far as pure numbers, most likely on HBO, because like we mentioned before, it has more viewers. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. But I think, like I said, I know Matt and a lot of the callers agree that they have Showtime is more invested because they have an agreement with HBO. But I could just see, for some reason, I see HBO winning the bidding war at this and putting it on their network because their boxing on TV hasn't been doing that well. So I think maybe they're choosing now to spend money. Who knows?
It would definitely help HBO. I mean, you know, it'll give them more looks, but because that Anthony Joshua character, and I mean, how do you see that fight going? I mean, like, I see that there being a lot of clinching and Mr. Joshua catching some steam and making him pay for doing so. What do you think about that?
Well, it will be interesting to see, will the young, aggressive, or strong, rather, young, strong Anthony Joshua allow himself to be clinched while Vladimir is one hell of a clincher, though. He's probably the top pound-for-pound clincher in the game, for sure. Outside of maybe Devin Alexander, right? Well, I think Klitschko has more big fights where he's used clinching. But, man, Devin had like 118 count versus Maidana one day. Let's get to New Toronto Zone. Canadian Jose.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, shorty wants that full play, I'm like, no way, gotta rock like Coldplay, chilling it,
OJ, getting cheese like Green Bay, OJ, yo guys,
What's going on?
What up, Jose?
This is another great topic. Another great topic, man. I can't wait for this fight. Honestly, it's a very exciting fight, man. I think that Joshua's going to get exposed, man. And Ness, your argument about why HBO would invest in it, playing devil's advocate, is as weak as your jab. You know, it's a bad point of view, man. Because HBO.
Yo, fam, you seen that jab kept him back? Is all I want to say. That jab kept Enrique back. And if I were you, I wouldn't be talking because you could get it too. I'm like Broner. Anybody could get it.
Yo, first of all, if Joshua happens to win, it makes no difference anyway. He's going to go to Showtime anyhow. But if Klitschko wins, you know, then that's just going to bring him that much more exposure. It creates the fight for a Wilder. It creates a fight for maybe Tyson Fury rematch. You know, even if he loses, it still allows HBO to showcase Klitschko one more time to be able to have like a final fight for him, right? But I honestly believe this is an easy fight. HBO is the place of boxing, man, the home of boxing. They must know that their guy's going to win, man. So it's just going to give him that platform, and he's going to destroy him.
But Jose, the problem is that, like, we don't know if Klitschko is really HBO's guy because of the reluctance to put him on network sometimes because his fights aren't necessarily the most exciting, like that Fury fight. I mean, obviously, some of the fights are more intriguing against the Bulgarian guy. With the
thing is, the money that he gets is greater in Europe, so he doesn't cater to like, you know, the 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. Mountain Time or Western Time start, right? He fights at, you know, 3 in the afternoon. That's how we see him here in North America. I mean, just by that alone, it's not going to be that interesting of a fight for me. I don't know how the guys in the UK do it. I don't like watching a fight in the afternoon. You know, I like watching it at night. But it just because of the sheer time of it, it's not going to be that great of an event. We're not going to see, you know, millions and millions of people watching it live. But it's still a great event, and it's something owed to the hardcores. It's something that HBO owes to their boxing subscribers, right? I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Showtime doesn't even air any fights at all in Canada, right? That's still a, you know, I'm not saying it's a massive market, but I mean, it's pretty shitty when you can't even catch that.
Bust that boomerang, fams. Let's go out to the UK. Nathan, talk to us.
Hello, you can hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot about the US networks, to be fair, but from what I understand, is Wilder with Showtime, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, well, in that case, you'd think Showtime should be pushing the boat out to get this fight ready, because I truly believe Joshua will actually wipe the floor with Klitschko, but no doubt in my mind, he will beat him. And then the fight we all want to see after that is obviously Wilder against Joshua. For me, that is probably, I don't know if you guys agree, but that's got to be the biggest fight in probably world boxing, bigger than Golovkin Canelo. Would you agree with that?
I think the Klitschko fight's bigger.
You think the Klitschko fight's bigger than Wilder?
Yes, much bigger.
Really? No,
yeah,
I can't.
Man, yeah, it is. Like,
how?
How? Because Klitschko.
Everyone knows Klitschko's old now. Whereas Wilder, he's the European champion.
I mean, listen, you're repping the flag, but like to assume, I'm probably going to favor AJ as well. But like, come on, man, you assume he's going to wipe the floor with him?
Yeah, like he's old. He hasn't fought for, what, 18 months? By the time?
No, I mean, it's fair, but like, I mean, beating Carlos, whatever, Molina, not Carlos Molina.
Eric Molina,
right? And then beating Prince, I Smoke Crack Charles, right? Or smoking Sherm. I don't know exactly what he was smoking, but I mean, Klitschko is, if he beats Klitschko, like you said, I agree, but I still think Klitschko is a legend, and he has the German market like he's been fighting in. So I don't think AJ with his little, I mean, Klitschko fights in Germany has 40,000 tickets sold, right? I mean, that's not against AJ. When's the last time that Wilder, I'll give you a few more seconds to respond, but when's the last time that Wilder has sold 40,000 tickets anywhere?
He hasn't been in a big fight yet. This fight with Josh will be his first big fight, won't it? And I'm sure the US will come out to support their guy, just like the UK will come out to support Joshua.
No, I hear you. It's a huge
pay, which I think it will do. I think even in America, that would probably do, what, 600,000 plus pay-per-views? In the UK, that would do over 1 million, guaranteed.
Yeah, Nate, no, I hear you. I'm not saying it's not a big fight, right? So do everybody think it's not a big fight? I just think that this fight is bigger because Klitschko is a big name.
Agreed, agreed. Let's get out to the callers. We got Donald in California.
What's up? I would say that this is close to like Mayweather-Pacquiao, although that Klitschko is on his way out of the game and Joshua is becoming in the game. But it's big because Klitschko is our biggest heavyweight at the end of his career, and Joshua is our biggest heavyweight just beginning his career. So that is kind of the similarities that makes it like Pacquiao Mayweather. Now,
it's more like De La Hoya Floyd or Pacquiao Floyd or Pacquiao De La Hoya.
That is. Yeah, it is something like that. I think they should do HBO. I mean, I feel like HBO will do a bit more better than Showtime, although Showtime does good there. And of course, Klitschko always makes really good money over there in Germany, because what a lot of people doesn't realize is that when the euro is worth more than American dollars. So of course, if you're getting paid in euros and you bring it to American dollars, you're going to always get more money. That's why Charles Martin got so much money, you know, for that fight with Anthony Joshua. But, you know, outside of that, I just want to, like.
Donald, thanks for calling in. Joe in Denver, talk to us.
Hello?
Yeah, Joe, talk to us.
What's up, man? Hey, I hope it's on HBO. I just feel like HBO is the A team and Showtime's always going to be the B team. I don't like much of my fights on Showtime. Production's not the same. As far as the fight goes, I've been leaning towards Klitschko lately, but I hope Anthony Joshua wins it. So we'll see how it goes. Hey, are there any truth to the allegations that Anthony Joshua is on PEDs? I read something on Eric Kelly's page yesterday.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but I could tell you he's doing VADA and he's doing UK anti-doping. So, I mean, he'd be caught before the fight.
And to be fair, both guys have had rumors about them, both guys, just to be fair. Klitschko looking the way he's at 40. I'm not saying there's any truth in any of his rumors, and AJ, obviously, the way he looks. So both guys have been under suspicion, at least in the public eye.
Is this the first fight that he's actually tested for? He's been tested for?
First fight he's going to be using VADA for, that's for sure. But I don't know about the rest. But, Joe, thanks for calling in, brother. Remember, if you're watching this now or the future, present, past, hit the thumbs up button. It helps me, MD, and Matthew kind of understand that you like the content and we know which way to go with it. Other than that, it helps with the visibility of the show. So it's something that we would like you to do. We're going to go out to Gavino. Gavino, where are you calling in from?
Yo, what's up, Bumpy? This is we out here in Colorado Springs, man. So I'm a little bit from Denver and shit. So, but yeah, no. But I was gonna say, man. I mean, the whole Anthony Joshua Klitschko fight. I mean, from a fan's perspective, I would like to see it on Showtime. To be honest, they seem a little less unbiased after that Jacobs Golovkin. How they had to repeat 20 times that Jacobs was outweighing him 15 pounds, 20 pounds. When they never done that with any other fighter, you know what I mean? Unless it's, you know, Salido against Lomachenko, somebody against a star.
I don't know. They were talking a lot about Lemieux overweighing Curtis Stevens and not missing the weigh-in a week before on HBO. So I think it's been done before, just a week before.
I don't think they've been consistent with that, MD. I truly don't believe they've been consistent with that. They kept reiterating that. I mean, Max Kellerman had to even clarify he may lose the decision. Jim Lampley was like, well, Golovkin, we haven't seen him win a decision in a long time, and Kellerman had to kind of put him in his place. So, I mean, from a fan's perspective, I feel like Malignaggi got the gift of gab. He's a great commentator. I think he would, you know, Showtime just seems a little less unbiased. Sometimes they can be like that too, but and you never know. I mean, if Joshua pulls this off from a fan's perspective as well, we may get a fight on regular TV with Wilder. You know what I mean? They might bring Joshua to Madison Square and make it a big fight, you know? So, you know, I'm kind of hoping Joshua pulls it off, man.
No, I hear you. And, like, maybe you could just call it just sentimental, just whatever. Like, I don't like Mauro Ranallo. I just don't like his comments. Like, Paulie is great, but I just – and as dumb as some of the stuff that Lampley says, I do like hearing Jim Lampley's voice much better for play-by-play than Mauro Ranallo. That's just my personal opinion.
We're going back to the Milkman. Talk to us. Mr. Milkman.
Yo, 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 can you hear me? Can you hear the Milkman?
We hear you now.
Yo. Yeah. You know,
we're wondering if that milk's expired. Come on, man.
Yeah, I apologize. Man, I had to chime in and out, man. What's the topic of the day? What we got?
We have Steven Espinoza, who is saddened to say that he cannot report that he and his company Showtime CBS will be streaming the fight to U.S. television viewers because at the moment HBO and Showtime are in a bidding war for the Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko fight. We're asking our fans and listeners of the show, what is your most optimistic, scenario with this? What do you expect to happen? Where would you like the fight to be?
Yeah, I don't think it's optimistic. I'm sorry to hijack. I just want to rephrase Ness's question because I think it's equal of optimism because it's whatever a network. I guess, what do you think is going to happen, and what would you prefer to happen? I think that's a better phrasing.
Well, I'll leave y'all with a question, really, and then I think that'll help us determine what is going to happen. So with Florida and Pac, you know, when HBO and Showtime came together, it was one of those rare scenarios where it was so lucrative, everybody could eat, right? I don't know if Joshua and Klitschko is the same type of scenario where it's that lucrative for them to come together to work something out like that. So I'm going to leave y'all with that question, and I want to hear y'all talk about it. I'm going to walk in this place, man. I'm out.
All right, Milkman, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Scorsese. Well, talk to us.
Do you want to answer his question or no?
Sorry, go ahead.
I agree with what he's saying. It's kind of like, remember in this is a good reference, if you want the Wire reference. Remember in the show on The Wire where they had that restricted area open? They called it Hamsterdam, right? That they allowed them to sell. Everybody was working together. There was less crime because everybody was making money, right? So they're essentially people are working together, right? I know that's kind of a stretch analogy, but that's why we're not talking about these networks sharing the broadcast. We're talking about one or the other. So, yeah, you kind of answer your own question there.
All right. Scorsese, you're up.
Oh, yeah, man. You call me the hater. I'm going to call HBO haters because they don't even got no heavyweight to put on if Klitschko, you know, say if Joshua win the fight, what HBO going to give next? What if Klitschko win the fight? They got nothing to give next. They just trying to make a little profit to help their little weak-ass budget. Showtime commitment to boxing meant so much better. Like, HBO need to take a back seat. Either give us some fights, some fans shouldn't be fucking hurrah, pick HBO. HBO, they the big brother. Big brother what? The big brother that turned to a fucking junkie? What? The little brother doing his damn thing. You know, answer that question. What HBO got after Klitschko win? What fight they going to put on? Nothing. Showtime got Joshua.
They still got Tyson Fury. Listen, they still got Tyson Fury. And because they have Tyson Fury, if Huey beats Parker, they'll probably be in the Huey Fury business.
Speaking of crackhead big brothers, you mentioned Tyson Fury. The guy that's 300 and some pounds trying to train down to fight Joshua's and Wilder's. Yeah, I'm going to hope Showtime.
Let's stop acting like this is the first time he comes down from 300 to then win the undisputed crown at the heavyweight division. Let's stop acting like that.
He fought a 40-year-old that wouldn't throw punches at him. And you know, I'm not impressed. Whatever.
You're a hater.
Call me a hater on Fury.
Yo, how old's your boy?
Are you in Japan?
How old's your boy? One second, Ness. How old's your boy?
Who's his boy? Adonis?
Yeah, how old's Adonis? Yeah.
Adonis throw punches though. Adonis mm-hmm. no punch. He
don't throw punches. He's a counter puncher.
Yeah, exactly. Just like Klitschko.
Hold on. Y'all on some crack now. Y'all need to go do your work.
I didn't see him throwing a lot of punches against Bika.
So what you saying? What you saying that he's an active puncher?
Give me one second. Give me one second.
Well, okay. You ain't got 1 second. You just got 2 minutes because we like you. But that's about it. We gotta go. We gotta go. But listen, final thoughts on this HBO versus Showtime. Still no final announcement as to who will be streaming this fight. Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko. Is it going to go to Showtime? Is it going to go to HBO? Matt, final thoughts.
I think that, you know, even though MD made a good point about HBO being sort of like the home of boxing in a way, and that HBO has always had sort of a pull, more pull in the industry than Showtime. Showtime right now, we've seen a paradigm shift where Showtime is sort of the king network in boxing right now in the U.S. market. Showtime has a bigger budget. Showtime has the A side right now in this fight. So I think we're going to end up seeing Showtime with this fight. But I think no matter what, we're still going to get a televised fight. It's not like it's either going to be Showtime or nothing, or HBO or nothing. It's either going to be HBO or Showtime.
I agree with what Matt's saying, except the fact that I think it's going to be on HBO. And I do want people are assuming the boxing is going away on HBO. And yes, Showtime right now during this weird transition stage, because we're seeing a lot of former PBC fights happening on Showtime Championship Boxing. There's this transition phase. So we still don't know where it's going to settle. But for everybody that thinks that boxing is going to go away completely in HBO, people have been saying that for a long time, for many, many years before that. So it will be here. It will be there. And competition is good, right? Healthy competition is good. But it's good as long as the networks are working together enough to see the biggest fights happen. And that's happening a little more, so we could be, Ness said, the most optimistic scenario is that HBO and Showtime work together. They make a deal on this one, but it doesn't make the relationship shitty for future fights. That's the most optimistic solution.
I will not add another thing. I think I'll reiterate MD's optimistic part. That's how I feel. I would love for one day to see, Al Bernstein and maybe, I don't know, Max Kellerman, right? Mix it up, man. Just mix it up for me. I don't care. Why do we always have to find the negative?
Or Paulie and Jim Lampley. I'll be down with that.
Or Paulie and Roy. Imagine Paulie and Roy. Why not
To be honest, Roy Jones Jr., and if you're a casual boxing fan, I mean, he's fun. He's funny. I mean, some of the stuff he says is...
Roy Jones Jr. on the mic.
I like him. I'm a Roy Jones Jr. To me, my favorites are Roy Jones Jr. I like Tarver. Antonio Tarver is an underrated color commentary.
God, no.
I'm a fan, Tarver fan.
Everyone on the Spike PBC telecast can just go away.
Anyways.
Jose, we're not going to lower the music. Come on, what's up?
Yo, I just want to say something quickly, man. Seeing as how we had our friend Scorsese call in, that's why Stevie, I spoke to Stevie. He actually changed his name for this promotion to Superman. Stevie Calderon, because the only way Matt's ever going to beat him is if he pulls off some black magic shit, some voodoo. So just to eliminate that opportunity, that's why we went with Superman. Other than that, Matt's got no chance in hell.
Jose, did you say Superman Stevie Calderon? Did you still call him Stevie then?
No, it's Steven, man. It's Steven. You're going to call him Mr. Steven.
I don't know, man. I think based on the footage, based on the footage, Enrique is the overwhelming favorite. He's putting in more rounds with strong.
But we're not talking about Enrique, though.
But I'm just saying, I'm making sure everybody knows that Enrique is the guy to put your money on.
Have you seen Steven? No, man. Steven on the bag? Have you seen him on the bag, man? Holy.
Yo, the latest rumor.
For sure. If I were Matt, I'd be scared.
Yeah, where's that footage? I haven't seen it.
Listen, Jose, we're out. The footage is on Patreon, so if you want to check out Enrique sparring 8 straight minutes hard with 2 heavyweights.
MD, you want to know why Ness is bringing up Enrique? Because he wants to bring up himself. Sparring. He wants to say he's the young Muhammad Ali.
No, like, because he's really putting in work.
Sorry, man. I'm the only one on the show with an ego, so it's okay.
No, he's really putting in the work by sparring with 3 people without taking a rest. Get out of here, MD. MD, how long has it been since you sparred? Outside of the mat?
Does it matter?
No, yes, because it Enrique's been out of the ring 10 years, and he went more than 8 minutes. I only got 8 minutes of footage.
Definitely not 10 years.
Exactly. He went 7 rounds, bro. And I'm not even exaggerating for promotion.
I'm happy for Enrique. Listen, I'm happy for Enrique. I think, listen, have you not been listening to the shows? I'm the one telling Mario that he, instead of talking shit about me and what my fight is, he needs to worry about himself and he needs to worry about Enrique. I've been saying that. So Enrique is probably a little, like he will admit it, he's probably a little heavier than he wants to be. But he definitely looked like he plays sports, and he looks like he may be able to box. So we will see.
We will. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO, and you can catch my co-host at?
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Peace.
You can find me at BoxingMD1 on Twitter. Later.